This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, Weather and Pain. Many people with arthritis and other long-term pain conditions believe weather, the cold, the heat, damp, or rainy weather, affects their pain. Previous studies failed to confirm any of this, but new research out of the UK finds there's something to it. I talked about the results with Dr. Adil Huck, a pain management physician with Texas Health Plano.
So I've been doing pain management for the last 7 years, and mostly in Pittsburgh, where it was cold, not very sunny, and always on a daily basis during the winters, you would hear, "Doc, my pain is higher. I know it's going to rain. I know the humidity level is high. My joints can feel it. My joints can give a better weather report than the weather guy."
At that time, did you have any idea why that happens?
Over the years, there have been several studies agreeing with this observation. However, those studies were always much smaller size, 20 to a few hundred patients here and there. Patients would be followed for a month or two maximum.
So not enough information to really get something conclusive.
True.
Well, in this case, researchers at the University of Manchester over 15 months have kept track of more than 13,000 UK residents who live with chronic pain and determined that days with higher humidity, lower pressure, and stronger winds are more likely associated with high pain days. Why?
So it's interesting. In the study, they did not identify why the pain level were high. Retrospectively, through training and just working in the clinic day in, day out, we do know that weather plays an overall role in how we feel. If it's sunny, generally speaking, one feels better. If it's cloudy, cold, high humidity, our moods are affected as well. So in the setting of chronic pain, mood is directly related to the pain level. Now, the interesting thing is the catch-22. People who have chronic pain, are they generally a bit depressed, or does the depression play a role in their level of pain? So the way I take this study is, if it's nice outside, you're probably going to feel better. On the flip side, if it's a cloudy day, high humidity, somewhat cooler, damp, we have not as good a mood, and that may affect on how we feel.
Just trying to imagine what this could be and having no experience in pain management, obviously. I thought you were going to say maybe it was something like the weather somehow infects inflammation or something like that that might lead to it.
No, I mean, one way to look at it is our hormone levels, such as serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, these levels fluctuate. Mm-hmm. This kind of determines how our mood is. So in pain management, antidepressants such as Cymbalta are being used not to control depression, but studies have shown they indirectly help with certain types of pains. So generally speaking, if you look at the psychiatric side, when it's sunny outside, people feel happier, people feel better, you don't get the blues. So that's how pain may play a role.
So if you can somehow enable someone to simply be in a better mood on a daily basis, that would reduce their pain?
No question about it. I see chronic pain patients every day, and almost all of them have some sort of mood disorder. And once again, there's a ton of data out there, but nobody has definitely defined, is depression causing the pain? Is pain causing the depression? In my opinion, they both go hand in hand. Now, I'm not saying by any means everybody who has chronic pain is diagnosed with depression. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is almost everybody who has chronic pain, sooner or later, they will have some sort of mood disorder. To summarize, it's both a mental thing, how we feel, with a physical component.
Now that we have this information from this particular study, what could or should be done now, beyond, say, more study?
The next step is twofold. How can patients proactively look at the weather forecast and base their activities on that? But more studies need to be done to find out the exact correlation between why on such days the pain levels are high.
Dr. Huck, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.